the tears that made her blind. She felt such pain, some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said to her, as she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, died my praise on him, like oil from Mary's alabaster buds. Don't be angry if I wash your feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there. To the sin that had me bound. I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And I come to pour my praise on him like all. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You are there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
Well, Happy New Year. 2024 is here for 300 and some more days or less. We give God all the glory, honor, and praise. I'm looking at my computer screen and it's acting up, so I'm kind of taking my time here. As a matter of fact, 2 minutes ago, before the music started, my computer shut down. Nevertheless, I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. We bless his holy name. I love that song. That song reminds me of how much the Lord loves me. And it should remind you of how much the Lord loves you. I wanted to bring up the scripture concerning the woman with the alabaster box, and I'm still waiting for my computer to come up. And I think it looks like it might come up in a minute. Nevertheless, I'm going to talk until it does. So we give God all the praise, honor, and glory for this new year. There's so much going on that will be going on that has already started going on for the year of 2024. And right now, I want to pray because I'm being distracted, and I bind Satan in the name of Jesus. I bind every demonic force that comes to distract me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I loose the power of the Holy Ghost to be with us tonight to see this podcast through. I love this podcast. My friends from Cameroon are doing the podcast, Power of Records. That was Pastor Tom's topic. My spiritual son is on with Pastor Tom. Pastor Tom is his friend. Both of them are from Cameroon. Pastor Tom still lives in Cameroon. My spiritual son, Dr. Patrick Oben, lives in Iowa with his family, his wife and three daughters, praise God. So my computer is coming up now, and we're going to see. I don't have a hands-free mic here, so I'm trying to get my page restored. But I give God all the glory, honor, and all the praise. I lift him up and honor him. I don't know about your 2024, but mine started out well in the presence of the Lord. New Year's Eve, I had on my favorite preacher. He's become my favorite preacher, a true, true prophet of God. There's so many, but so many are sold out to other stuff and other things. The devil, politics, and all that stuff. This young man is a true prophet of God, so I was blessed that he came on New Year's Eve with a powerful message, and my computer's up, hallelujah, and I just brought the New Year's in the presence of the Lord. And I mean, when I wasn't saved, I brought the New Year's in a fabulous atmosphere somewhere with my fabulous unsaved friends with fabulous music and attire and all that. Now I'm saved, and I come I want to bring the New Year's in with my fabulous almighty Adonai Elohim Yahshua HaMashiach Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I've chosen to do that myself. And I don't know what time I got into bed, but it was a fruitful New Year time for me right here in my living room. Me, Jesus, and the man of God with the people that packed in the hotel where he had the service that night. And I was blessed. So we can always look forward to a move of God in our lives when we bring it in with him. And I hope that's what you did. So I give God all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. And I thank him. I thank him for my friends that I've had for a lifetime, because, you know, you don't make friends overnight. Friends are people that you value. And friends are proven in time. You just can't walk into somebody's life or somebody walk into your life and claim your friends, you know. And that doesn't sit well with me. I've never been like that. I do, I do have quite a few friends that have gone on to be with the Lord. and I miss them. And it's tough sometimes when you really want to talk to someone that's been a confidant to me, and they're not here anymore. They can't be replaced in our lives. We grow up with friends that have been friends with us for 40 some years. You know, you meet people and you just never know, you know. And so I value the friendships that I have left after God has taken quite a few of my friends home to be with him. I ain't getting mad. I'm glad they're with him and not in hell with where there's whatever's going on in hell. I thank God that my friends are in heaven, that they knew Christ, they gave their lives to Jesus Christ. So the woman with the alabaster box, I chose that song because God kept a record of her in his Bible. And that ministered to me earlier today because there's power in that. I'm looking up the scripture right now so I could read it to you. And because she was significant in the Bible, Jesus let us know that her name would be remembered throughout the world. Her name was noted in the Bible because of what she did. Hold on one second. And she stepped into an environment where she wasn't welcomed, and she had a box, an alabaster box with oil in it. And she totally poured it out on Jesus. And it cost so much money that somebody in the room, which we all think was Judas, he made a comment about it because he felt that the money could have been spent on the poor. But I'm going to read this to you. Now, when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. This is Jesus. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he said unto him, the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and hear his servant and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. Okay. For he loveth our... And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Let me scroll on down here so I can see where this is about the story with the woman with the alabaster box. I hope this is that I'm looking for. I apologize if my computer had not shut down. I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. Here it is. And one of the Pharisees desired that he would eat with him, Jesus, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs on her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Okay, praise God. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said to him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman with the alabaster box and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, and she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same hath little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they sat at meat with him, began to say within themselves, who is that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. He also, in another gospel, speaks of the woman highly and states that she will be remembered throughout, she will be remembered as a memorial, that everyone will read about her name. And she's in all four of the Gospels. So God keeps a record of what we do. And he proves it in this scripture about the woman with the alabaster box. And I was actually looking for the other gospel that talks about her. And Jesus specifically saying that she will always be remembered throughout time and eternity. So I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. You know, we never know how when we throw ourselves down at the feet of Jesus, that's the most humble place and posture you can get other than prostrate before him. And we give him glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. And I thank him for this scripture and this song, The Woman with the Alabaster Box. It's an excellent worship song. So we give God praise. I want to pray right now before Dr. Patrick Obin, my spiritual son, and Pastor Tom come on to minister on Power of Records. It's been a full day for me. This is the next to the last day of a fast that I've been on with my Philly church, and a lot of the congregations fast for the first month of the year, at least 3 weeks. So I think either today or tomorrow is my last day. Doesn't matter. I might fast for tomorrow as well. But I just want to pray. I want to pray that your rest of 2024 is as fruitful as the beginning of mine has been. Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I give you praise. I lift you up and I honor you. I magnify your holy name. I thank you, Lord, that we desire, Lord God, to lay at your feet, to anoint you with oil, Lord God. We thank you for all that you've done for us, Jesus. for how, Lord God, you gave your life for us. Lord, you were born of a virgin. Lord, you lived on this earth and started your ministry. And for 3 years, Lord God, you did more ministry in the earth than any other person on earth. And Father, we thank you and we give you praise. You identified 12 men as apostles, Lord God, and there's none like them in the earth today. There's apostles, Lord God, but the ones that you called and raised up and trained, Lord, are significantly different. They gave their lives to you, Lord God. They lived humbly, Lord God. They identified your word, and they sold out to you. They preached your word, and the largest churches were created. They gave their lives, and they died for you, Lord Jesus. The end of their lives were given just for you. Lord, we thank you for those apostles, Lord. Of course, one of them turned out to be fake. And Lord, we know that that one was Judas, the son of perdition. And Lord, he was replaced by a true apostle as well. But you knew all along, Jesus, that you had to have a betrayer, that someone had to come in and betray to complete your story or to begin the ending of your life. So, Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We bless your holy name. I bind every distraction that comes in this apartment right now in the name of Jesus. I come against you by the power of the blood of Jesus and the word of God. And, Lord, I thank you for those that are listening by way of streaming or dialing in. I ask, God, that you would bless them from this service, this wisdom from these men of God. And I ask, God, that you would use them for your glory. So, Father, I ask your blessing upon every listener tonight and those that have children, grandchildren, Lord God, that you would cover them in the precious blood of Jesus. I ask, God, that you would move by your spirit in every home represented here tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise. We desire to do your will. Use this podcast for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Dr. Patrick Oben and Pastor Tom. Hallelujah. Okay, where is it? Sorry, technical difficulty again. I'm so sorry. I'm going to play something first. Praise God, I'm just going to play this for a half a minute, then we'll go into our message.
Wow. Hello to all the viewers of Grace and Glory Ministry. Hello to Dr. Oben. Happy to be in your midst this evening to share with you a short teaching on what I entitled The Purpose and the Power of Record. But before I begin the teaching, I just want to introduce myself to you. I'm Evangelist Paul from Kamga, from the Apostolic Church, Cameroon. I came for a short visit in the United States for a convention. And by the grace of God, I have the opportunity to share this teaching with this ministry. I would like you to turn with me in the book of Esther, chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. Esther chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, I read, "On that day could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of the chronicles of the book of the record of the chronicles, and they were read before the king, and it was found that Mordecai had told of Bithana and Teresh, the two of the king's chamberlain and the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity had been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him. And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman was come into the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him." I want to tell you this evening, what is the purpose and power of record? In this scripture we've just read, we are having three actors. Number one was the king. Number two was Mordecai. Number three was Haman. Haman was an enemy to Israel, and Haman didn't want to see Mordecai. I want to declare to somebody today, it doesn't matter those who are against you. If God is for you, nobody can be against you. It doesn't matter the evil intention of man. One thing I know, God remains God. Whatever thing he has proposed concerning your life must surely come to pass. No death can stop you. No man can stop you. No witch of the wicked can stop you. I declare today, by this word you receive this evening, be encouraged in your spirit that whatever thing that comes your way, your destiny is in the hand of the Lord. And in this portion of scripture, the Bible says that Israel was a target to the king called, to the man called Haman. And his target was to destroy Israel by capturing the only hope of Israel, and that was Mordecai. There are some of you here, I want to declare to you, you will not see death for the sake of your family. You will not see death for the sake of your generation. You will not see death because you carry something to affect this generation. You carry a change in your mind. You carry a change in your company. You carry something that will take the future generation to a level that no power can stop it. I want to say, you are in the plan of God. Let nothing shake you. Be reassured that the plan of God concerning your life will surely come to pass in Jesus' name. And Haman has plans and dug a hole. That is where destiny will be buried. I want to tell you, you will not bury your destiny. Your destiny will be fulfilled. What God has planted in your life, no power, no force, no evil manipulator can stop it. And coming was to come and declare to the king the next day. But I guess me, something happened. The Bible says the king did not sleep in the night. I want to tell you, in that situation you are finding yourself, God is not sleeping. In that challenge you think nobody is hearing you. If nobody is hearing you, maybe those you were expecting to sympathize with you in a particular situation have run away from you. I want to say, tonight, God will not sleep concerning your request. And your request, your need, must surely come to pass. The Bible says that the king did not sleep. And the king asked all the servants that I could not sleep this night, I want you to bring me the book of the records. I want to tell you tonight, God is going to open your file. Your file will be open. And as God is opening your file tonight, maybe you are desiring to get married. Maybe you are desiring to get a job. Maybe you are desiring a healing. God says, as I open your file tonight, your file will speak on your behalf. I will remember you through this file. God said, bring me the book of record. And I want to tell you, in Israel, things were appointed. But when it comes to rewards, records must be opened. And I want to make us to understand, each and every one of us shall give an account to God because we have a record before the Lord. Whatever life you are living, there is a record that is awaiting you. When the record was opened, the Bible says that the king discovered that somebody was not rewarded. God is not a debtor. He owes no man his reward. Whatever thing you sow, you will reap it. And God, the king discovered that the book, somebody has done something and it was not noted. And the king said, let them open the book. And as they opened the book, there are some of you here. Books are open concerning your favor. But because the enemy is targeting that, you will not have anything. They jump your page. They will not jump your page tonight. God will not jump. Every leaf, every page shall be opened. Whatever thing belongs to you, God is going to open it tonight. And you will see the hand of God. You will see the healing power of God. You will see favor. You will see deliverance. For your sake, your family shall obtain peace. And the Bible says, the book was opened. God is opening a new file, a new book. God says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. I don't know the sin you have, the life you've lived. I don't know what sin you've committed. You have a book. You have a record that has been written. Everything you've done. But God is saying, if you give me your life tonight, it doesn't matter whether you are a drug pusher, whatever thing you've done. God says, that file, that book will be covered. Because the blood of Jesus is available to cleanse you and to set you free from every power of sin. And he is going to open a new page for your life. And I believe God is opening a new page to somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, and the book of record was opened. It was found that Mordecai has preserved the king from two enemies that came to lay hands upon him. But one thing I want you to know, our God is faithful. May you not think you are a nobody in this generation. What brought the Mordecai to the king, first of all? Mordecai had nobody but the only daughter that was living, and Esther. Mordecai was the only uncle, the only hope he has. Maybe you may say, oh, what I carry cannot take me to any place. I want to tell you, God doesn't want big things. He wants to see the little thing you have. The little thing you have, he will use it to produce the great thing you think. Mordecai was the only hope of Esther. Esther was the only pride of Mordecai. And the Bible says the king got married to Esther. And Esther was not only married. Because of Esther being married, Mordecai, who was an enemy to Haman, became the number one, the in-law, the father-in-law, the original father-in-law to the king. Number two, he was the night watch to the in-law. What a privilege that what you carry can take you to where you did not believe. What you have, you just need to display the product and he will give you what you desire. And because of that, the book was opened. As the book was opened, the Bible says, they did not reward the good work of Mordecai. I want to tell everybody here, listening to me, whatever thing you sow, you will reap it. God is not mocked. God says, whatever thing we sow, we will have a reward. God never owes a man. God is a God of justice. And justice will be revealed in your situation tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and the book was opened, and the king said, what should they do to a man who has done this thing? And the servant said, this man needs to be rewarded. And they said, who did it? Thank God, the hope of Israel, Mordecai. And now the king could not do anything without passing through some process, because he had his entourage. He has his executive bureau. And one of the chief executive bureau was the chief enemy of Israel, and Mordecai. And that was Haman. With all the preparation he prepared, he dug a hole, he did everything. I want to say to somebody today, any person who have dug a hole against you, he will fall for your sake. For you carry the DNA of God. If God is a success, you are a success. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rock and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life as I dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Listen, your enemies will not die. Your enemies will not go afar, very far from you. Because in this scripture of Psalm 23, the Lord says, he will prepare your promotion in the presence of your enemy. He will give you a husband in the presence of your enemy. He will give you children in the presence of your enemy. He will heal you in the presence of your enemy. He will open a new file for your life, for your destiny in the presence of your enemy. No power of darkness can stop you. You carry the purpose of God in your life. And that is why I want you to understand the purpose and the power of record tonight. And the Bible says, he went to his executive, that was Haman, and asked him a question. What do you think we should do for somebody who delivered the king from the hands of the wicked? And the Bible says, God, if a man's way pleases the Lord, he will cause his enemy to have favor for him. That same Haman, he did not know that the ways of God are not the ways of man. The same man who was planning evil to destroy Israel and Mordecai, the same man brought the promotion of Mordecai. I want to declare that God shall put a confusion in the camp of the enemy, and the same enemy shall stand for a lifting up for your promotion, for your greatness, for your laughter, in the name of Jesus Christ. And so the Bible says, and Haman said, let them upgrade him. Let them make him to be a commander of everything. And behold, he was not in the presence where this record was opened. And when he entered into the court, inner court, because he was in the outer court, when he entered, he heard that his enemy was the one who did it. So the glory he thought was for himself came to his enemy. I want to declare every prediction of man, every prediction of the wicked over your life shall be backfired in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and Haman took over, and Mordecai took over. And as Mordecai took over, Haman's head was given to them. The enemy entered into that hole. But this is not what I want to say. The reason I'm giving this teaching this evening, I just want us to know how important records is as a child of God. Number one, what are the functions of record? Number one, record is for accountability. Whatever thing you are doing, if you are a good leader, you should have a record of everything you do. put it in place. God is a God of record. In the beginning, God created. Number two, the earth was without form and void. Number three, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the earth. And the Bible says, after that, God began a process. Let there be light. He generated light from the energy derived from the water. Because when the Spirit of the Lord was upon the earth, upon the face of the water, power came. He said, let there be light. Light came before any other thing should happen. So anything you do, you have an accountability. Wherever you are, I want to challenge you. There is a ministering angel moving with you. The Bible says in Psalm 91, it says his senses ended to take charge over us. There is a ministering angel going with you. In any sacred place you go, a ministering angel is going with you, is taking account of everything you do. And I want to let you know, whatever thing you are doing on earth, you are not doing it to somebody. You are doing it to yourself. And I believe that anything you do, there is an accountability. There is an accountability. Anyone who wants to succeed, it doesn't matter how educated you are in the school. It is your record, your presence in class, your punctuality is marked, is put in record. It's more considered than your brain because they want to see how disciplined and how effective you are in class. So God is saying tonight that he is watching you. He has a record over your life. Wherever you are going, he is seeing it. The life you are living is under an accountability. You will give an account of everything. Whether you are cheating, God is seeing you. And the Bible says, we shall all stand before the throne of God. Number two, record stands for remembrance. If you look in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 6, there was a man called Hezekiah. This man was a great man of God. And the prophet of God was sent by God with an authentic prophecy. And the prophet of God said, thus says the Lord, prepare your house, put your house in order, for I am coming to take you. And the man of God did not refuse this prophecy because it was directly from heaven. But he went to his room and told God, God, remember all my sacrifice in your house. Remember all the things I have been doing for you. Remember every good work I have been doing. Remember me. Remember the things I have been doing to see the servant of God, the things of God work. And the Bible says, and God changed his mind. When God will open your record tonight, the plan of the enemy concerning your life will not work. God will change his mind concerning your situation. God will change his mind concerning that evil spell upon your life. God will change his mind concerning your file, wherever it is put. God will change his mind and favor you. And the Bible says, and God added 15 more years to this man. I want to say again that record stands for encouragement. Encouragement. If I am sitting today ministering this word of God to you, I'm speaking to you from the throne of grace. I am an encouragement to my mother. I want to say I'm a miracle child sitting here. My mom was barren for 7 good years. And as she was barren, God gave me to her. And she was in an unbelieving home, a home Jesus was not found, but she gave her life to Jesus. My biological father was an unbeliever. And the way he was handling my mother have slept outside several times, slept in the church with this preacher speaking, to a dimension that my mother suffered for me. My mother lived a life of tears and sorrow. My mother lives a life of begging. My mother lived a life that she said, where is my God? But I want to tell you, my mother serving God, kept trusting God, lived for God. And God told her, woman, I will give you, this son I have given to you shall be a blessing for your, for this generation, shall be a remembrance for you, shall be a blessing to your life. You will not die without eating the fruit of your labor. And I want to tell you, God opened the book of remembrance to my mother. Today, who I am today is not my effort. It's not because I pray so much. It's not because I fast too much. But it is God wiping the tears of my mother. By raising a song out of nothing, out of the dust of the earth, raising this lip of clay to be a blessing to generation, to be a voice to many nations. And because of this voice, this woman has been known in the nation of Cameroon. I want to tell you today, may you not lose hope. May you not lose hope. May you not say, where is my God? May you not say, it's over. If God is for you, nothing can stop you. Who has the final say in your life? Jehovah has the final say. He says in Numbers chapter 23 verse 19, I'm not a God that I should lie. Whatever thing God has proposed concerning your life, may you not think that every prayer you are praying has gone in vain. It is in the record of remembrance. I want to declare to you, don't be discouraged. God will remember you tonight. God will come to your rescue tonight. God will hearken to your cry. God will wipe your tears. All the sacrifices you have been sacrificing in the work of God, all the things you have been doing to see that the kingdom of God is promoted, the word of God is promoted, God, he will open a file of remembrance and God will remember you in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, record also stands for recognition. There was a man in Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. The name of the man was called Colinus of the Italian band. This man was not a Jewish. This man was not known. Only Jewish were recognized. The Bible says the man had four things he had in his life. Four characteristics that was in a record of recognition for him. Number one, he was devoted. Number two, he feared God with all his house. Number three, he was a prayerful somebody. Number four, the Bible says he gave alms to the needy. And because of this, he was recognized by heaven for all the deeds he did. The Bible says God spoke to him and told him, he sent an angel to locate Peter for their sake, that I have recognized everything this man has done. I want to say tonight, if nobody recognizes what you have done, if nobody has never appreciated what you have done, tonight, get ready that the God who appreciates everybody without injustice is coming to your rescue tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I have given 4 points that the record comes for, is for accountability, is for remembrance, is for encouragement, and for recognition. And let me tell you, we have a lot of benefit in godly records. Number one, as God remembered, open the file of recognition, the file of chronicle, the book of chronicle. The Bible says a blessing was released to Mordecai. Number one, if God opens your godly record, your story will change. Number two, your record can change the mind of God. Your record can change the mind of God. So whatever thing you are doing on earth, know that you are not doing it for man. You are doing it to God. Your record can bring mercy of God on your side. Mordecai had no hope, but because of the services he was doing faithfully, the Bible says, the mercy of God came upon him. He was not only the watch knight or the watchman at the gate, he was the in-law of the king. God shall have mercy upon you tonight. God will color you tonight. Your record can cause heaven attention for you. Oh, the centurion army. Oh, Haman, the Bible says, an attention was given to Mordecai. He was decorated. His everything was changed. Heaven is coming to your sake this night. Your record will put you in people's mind. There are some of you, there is nothing you can do that people can talk good about you. You have been rejected. People have already concluded your life. But God says, because of tonight, the anointing of God is going to rewind the tape. And everything you have done, the record of God will speak on your behalf. And God will begin to put good things. Divine helpers will come your way in the name of Jesus. Your record will provoke your promotion and blessing. Your record will provoke your promotion and blessing. Oh, good news to hear that promotion does not come from the east nor west. Promotion comes from above. If man has never promoted you, if man has never recognized what you have done, God says, your record, your life, whatever thing God has for you, God says, tonight I will provoke promotion to come your life. Maybe you have been working in a job site that you have never been promoted. God says, I'm opening your record tonight. I will open it even to your bosses. I will open it where nobody could imagine. Your promotion is coming supernatural. Your blessing is coming supernatural. Barren wombs, get ready for supernatural. Those who are sick, get ready. God is about visiting you. God is about visiting you. It all matters that this sickness on Lazarus, your brother, is not unto death, but that the name of the Lord be glorified. Promotion is coming your way. Healing is coming your way. In the name of Jesus, I want to pray right now to all the viewers and all the hearers. I'm declaring the power of God upon your life. As you say yes to Jesus, as you say yes to Jesus, he is opening a new file for you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I declare tonight that open files, open records that were closed by the plans of the wicked, the records that of goodness and mercy that were under satanic bondage, that they say this daughter will never be healed, they say she will never be get married, upon everything, every struggle in life, they say you will never see joy in your marital home. Today, open the book of remembrance, open the book of mercy, open the book of favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare you hearing me, a book for miracles, chronicles of miracles of healing and deliverance is coming your way. Whatever disease that has challenged your life, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be set free from every bondage. Be set free from every satanic influence. The book of record, the book of chronicle on favor, on visitation of God's blessing is coming upon somebody hearing the sound of my voice. God is opening a new file for you. The enemy must go to shame. Receive your blessings. Receive your healing. Receive your favor. Receive that which God has intended for you. No power can stop you. No enemy can stop you. Haman tried to stop Mordecai, but the book of record was open for his behalf. Everything the enemy has said will not happen in your life, a new book is open to you, celebrating your miracles. Receive that healing. Receive that freedom. Receive that abundance. Receive that blessings in the name of Jesus. All those who want a new record that has never given their life to Jesus, you can as well pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come before you as I am. Forgive me of all my sin. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. And today, I plead for mercy over my life. Forgive me for the sin I've committed, known and unknown. And today, I accept the blood of Jesus to cleanse me, to wash me. Write my name in the book of life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I want to declare to you a new record has been opened to you. A new file has been opened to you. As I pray for you in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, if any man is in Christ, is a new creature. All things have passed away and behold, all things have become new. I declare, oh God, that a new record over his life be opened tonight, a record in the book of life, that you will bless as many. It doesn't matter the life they have lived, whether they have lived a life of drugs, they have lived a life of immorality, whatever thing that is ungodly. The blood of Jesus is available to cleanse and to set you free tonight. And today, a new file is open to you. You are a child of the kingdom. Receive favor. Receive grace. Receive eternal life. And let the hand of the Lord rest upon you. Let heaven stand for your rescue. As I pray all in Jesus' name. Father Lord, I want to commit, oh God, this ministry into your hand. I pray that, oh God, as we minister this gospel with life and power, as many that are hearing us, let them experience a visitation of the Almighty. I pray that you bless every of my audience that heard this word tonight, and let the favor of God be upon them, and let them obtain mercy. A record shall be opened for you. God will give an accountability. God will remember you. God will encourage you, and you will be recognized before men and before God, as we pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. And let everybody say amen. Thank you so much,
amen,
all my viewers. See you next time. God bless you.
Praise the living, loving Lord. What a powerful word. Hallelujah. Power of records. Well, I will encourage you that within a few minutes after I close this podcast, it'll be on demand, and you can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry. What a powerful message we heard tonight. I had heard it before, and it sounds all brand new to me. But this was the day and the time that I needed to hear it again. And it has ministered life to my soul. Because the enemy does try to thwart, delay, hold up, destroy what God says is your destiny and where he's leading you. But we know that that's impossible. Not unless you give in to the enemy and you take it. Stand strong. Hallelujah. Knowing that our God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Adonai Elohim, has never lost a battle, and he always wins the war. And he fights our battles. So I give God all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. Go on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry, and you can listen to it again. There's 12 or 13 pages on that website that you can scroll through. All powerful messages lifted up to Jesus, because only what you do for Christ will last. No matter who you're trying to impress or who you want to be looking at you, watching you, and giving you favor, only what you do for Christ will last. When I work in the school system, I work in there for Christ. And there's been warlocks and witches exposed. Only what you do for Christ will last. When you take the anointing into any atmosphere, if nobody else knows you're there, God and the devil knows you're there. If nobody else doesn't want you there, it's the devil that doesn't want you there. So make sure you make a conscious effort in doing what you do. Do it for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Casares. I'm honored and blessed that you've joined us tonight, streaming in and calling in. Thank you, Renee, for calling in. Joni, Amanda, God bless you. Thank you for streaming in. And I want to give a shout out to 70-some nations that go on demand and listen to the broadcast. I give God all the praise, honor, and glory for you. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Cazares, saying only what you do for Christ will last. I got to leave that with you. God bless you. If you're in my area, look for snow tomorrow. Wherever you are, lift up the name of Jesus. Win a soul to Christ before the month is out. Let God know that you're grateful that you have lived to see 2024 and that you want to lead someone to Christ. Oh, he'll lead you in their direction. All you got to do is God bless you, have a good night, and thank you for joining us.